You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey.
There it is. We both hit the going live button at the same time.
So that means we're double live. What?
Hello. What's good, everybody? Welcome. We're starting here. Yeah, you know, mix it up. You know, never let people know what your next move is going to be.
Can you see the drip, though?
Okay, that's right. Yeah, that'll probably be the best angle to see.
Because your
laptop is...
Bam! Did you switch?
No, I did not switch.
So I made all that for nothing. Bam!
There it is.
Look at this!
Little Miami.
Bro, the zipper's on the goddamn collar,
You
fam.
Think Inter Miami would ever do like a throwback and do one of, like a throwback night? And
I don't
do one
consider
of these?
Them the same club.
I don't either, but you know, just pay homage.
Homage?
Yeah.
Homage.
Pay homage.
Homage.
I think this is
homage Rodriguez. You know how it is, bro.
I think this is one of those words that I think both are correct.
No, I think you're wrong.
No, bro.
You can't just say
pay homage.
Oh, this homage? Is one of those where we're both right.
Well, I've heard both.
I've never heard homage.
I've heard both.
I guarantee you it's not homage. John Curl, Carl Tritt said, title, the real question is, will Mexico call him up or are they still ghosting him? We're going to talk about it.
I mean, you know what? Chicharito's proven himself in Major League Soccer, at least in these 5 weeks. I think these 5 weeks are the best.
This is it? You think that's it? That's all you need is 5 weeks?
I just think
it's good enough for a German team to buy an FC Dallas player.
Bro, you get two goals in 2 weeks in MLS.
Buddy,
that's it. You should be.
Here's $12.5 million from a German club that needs you to not be relegated.
Help
Let's
us.
Go.
Fix this. You're our only hope.
Do what you did in that 35 minutes.
Here we go. Nick Redd, the lawyer. The lawyer, my man, is skilled,
it's not,
skilled with
words.
You
know what? How about we fucking look it up, dude? How about we use the computers in front of us since we're doing this over the internet to prove you are doing it correctly?
Yeah.
I don't care what. Also, and I know this throws myself under the bus as well, but do not trust the dude from Jersey.
Okay. So
no, look, I'm looking this
go
up.
Go ahead. You use the minimal time that we have to 100%. Do this program. So that you can be proven wrong.
All right, hold on. We'll know right away.
Homage.
Wow. That's off that Google.
You're going to trust Google
hold
now?
Hold on.
Homage.
Just in case you didn't get it.
Homage.
Yo, what's the name of that player for Colombia?
Homage.
Damn.
No, like I said, I think this is one of those words.
No, no, no.
Both of them.
That, I don't see a secondary pronunciation, my G. When I look it up, all I see is
homage.
You feel me?
Okay.
Glad
we got that
homage
out of the way.
Bah, come on.
Hello, everybody. Welcome.
Still won't admit he's wrong, by the way.
I'm telling you, there's two ways.
Tell me you're wrong.
This is one of the ones where there's two ways to say it.
Nah, you ain't British all of a sudden.
Eagle-Eyed Football Brothers.
What's good, Eagle-Eyed Football? I don't want to talk to you right now, bro.
Yo, we might have to mute you.
Oh, my knee. I just banged my knee. Oh, I just Kieran Tierney myself against this damn table.
Okay. Yes.
By the way, shouts to Arsenal fans who are now saying, you know, it's unfair, the whole loan system.
What a strange video.
No. I love it. Look, do whatever. That's you saying you're allowed to say homage. That's literally what that is.
It is not.
100%.
I'm not saying it's
make
wrong.
Make up your own rules. My guy's making up his own rules
now. The thing is that Arsenal Fan TV, rarely or intentionally, I'm not going to say that this is intentional, but rarely puts out videos that make Arsenal fans look ridiculous. I'm saying,
look, I love Arsenal Fan TV. You know me. I'm Fan TV stan.
Arsenal, but
over the years,
with a philosophy, right? As opposed to just straight up being wild and you know, animated or whatever. Like, people can look ridiculous in that sense. But this is just such a. If you don't know what we're talking about,
I gotta be honest though. A little part of me agrees.
Oh, sure.
The part that I agree with is they're allowed to play everyone else, but not their own. So it's like there's a benefit to having a great player and putting them out on loan is that they're out there beating all your competition when you're not playing them, and then they don't get to play against you. You know what I mean?
Right.
If we're just going to look at it from a bird's eye view, I understand the player loan system.
It just sounds like whining to a ridiculous degree.
Bro, Eagle Eye Football, let me tell you something. I think it's ridiculous, but part of me was like, you know what? If we could have gone back in time. Also, Gallagher wasn't the only issue we had. First of all, why is every player in Crystal Palace 6'7" all of a sudden? I don't remember that. And second of all, none of our players showed up. So shouts to you.
FC Neo Tokyo said, Christian, when was the last time you think you were wrong about something? I'm often wrong about things.
Oh, including how to say homage.
Okay, I'm not as stubborn as Alexis Guerrero, trust me.
Bro, you have the fact that he said that just goes to prove how stubborn he is. Between the two of us, the ratio of stubborn to not stubborn is actually more like 60-40, to be completely honest with you.
I strongly disagree. Bro. I think it's like 90-10 on your
side, bro.
Oh,
you got it. I will release the texts. I will release the texts.
Okay. So, hello, everybody. Yes, welcome to the Cooligans. My name is Christian Polanco.
My name is Alexis Homage Guerreros.
We are here at the stand
in New York City. Bro, what is this for? What is this for?
I don't know. It's just like for a leash, I think.
Bro, I might get like a little bling just to hang off of that.
Right on my belly button.
Right.
Bling.
It says, yes, I'm still hungry.
So we're here at the stand. Shout out to the stand, the comedy club and restaurant for hosting us today. We always enjoy coming through out here. Great comedy club, great food, great drinks. If you ever are in New York City and want to check out a comedy show, come out to the stand.
It is not a joke when I say.
Whoa. But they do jokes here.
This is where jokes happen. That's why I'm saying this is not a joke. Standing on this stage, sitting on this stage, I will tell you this is not a joke. When I tell you this is an incredible restaurant that also happens to be an incredible comedy club at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
They are not more one of the other. In fact, there's areas now where comedians aren't allowed to sit because people have been getting so many reservations just for dinner of people not coming to see a show.
Okay.
Which is incredible. And that, by the way, if you've been to a comedy club and tried the food, that is a massive honor I'm putting on these.
Really,
on this,
yeah, because the bar for decent comedy club food is very, very low.
D-Stu said, I think the hoop is for your Tamagotchi. By the way, this is a pro player. Remember that brand? When you couldn't afford Starter, get yourself the pro player.
I don't remember that
brand.
Yeah,
it's the P with the lightning bolt in it.
Oh,
as soon as you see the logo, you'll know. I'll pull it out later. This is a pro player. This is from 90. I want to say it's from 98, maybe. From 99.
Okay.
Found on eBay. Brand new with tags.
Mm.
Oh, didn't even have to wash it. No stank.
How does it feel? You know, usually
loud.
Old, yeah.
No, it's actually quite, like, you can feel it. It's just, it's like a, like the old swoosh pants.
Yeah, yeah. It's from the Seinfeld episode with the swooshy pants.
We should maybe remake that. Pay homage to that episode.
Bro.
More stubborn guy strongly disagrees, says it's 90%, Alexis. See? Just being stubborn about it, dude.
Okay, so.
I said 60-40. I'm willing to admit I'm a pretty stubborn guy, but, I mean, his stubbornness knows no bounds, dude.
Okay, so today, obviously, is the USA show, the North American soccer.
Are we ready to call it Shouts to U.S.?
Shouts to U.S., which was the suggestion from Thomas.
I have not heard a better name.
I have not heard. If you have a better name, you know, Monday's is Prem Show, and then Tuesday's is Shouts to U.S., is now the leading candidate.
Yeah. Candidate.
We just do this all day.
It has to be between 98 and 02 something. You know what? I could literally look it up and tell you.
The fusion didn't last very long.
No. They got, what was it, 2000 and?
I think it was 2001.
Wasn't it like 2010 that they went away?
No,
it was way
like
before
2002,
that. When Ray Hudson was their manager, dude.
Right, yeah. They lost in the...
Raimondo and who's the dude with the dreadlocks?
The dreadlocks?
The white dude with the dreadlocks on RSL. Why can't I remember his name right now?
Now that you
How
said
are
it,
you
I can't remember his name.
This?
Please, somebody in the chat will.
Oh, God damn it.
I hate it when this happens. Dennis Higgins says, shouts to U.S. is the winner, no question. D. Stu, also a fan of that as well.
Thank you.
Okay. Shouts to UK on Monday.
Yo, I kind of fucks with it.
Kyle Beckerman. Thank you. FD
Kyle Beckerman.
There it is.
He was on that team, bro. Crazy.
You know, we've done hundreds of podcasts at this point. Have we done hundreds? Yeah, we've done hundreds.
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just saying there's a lot of names kicking around in our head. It's hard to remember all of them. Okay, so yes, we're going to be focusing a lot on MLS, NWSL today. You see the title. We're here live on YouTube Live, youtube.com/soccercooligans. Join us every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. And if you're listening to this podcast, the podcasts are available every week on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Okay.
I can't find the date on it. You know, the stupid thing eBay does is they won't let you go back into the actual, like, page.
Oh, yeah, the item, because it should be off of eBay.
So stupid. I bought the damn thing. Okay. You see how much I paid for it? I got a steal on this.
Okay. I mean, you would have rather have stolen it, I think. But.
You know, it just makes me happy.
Eagle Eye Football said, so because the Prem show's on Monday, we won't be discussing last night. What is there to discuss?
There's nothing to discuss. I don't know what you're talking about. Nothing happened last night. One team showed up and kicked the ball about. That's all that happened.
Okay, look, I think Arsenal thought they were still on the international break. That's all. All right.
Oh, just break my heart.
Carlos Sanchez says CCL predictions. Yes, we will make some CCL predictions. Yes. Also, like always, if there's anything you think we should discuss, please put it in the chat. We have a pretty solid rundown today, but we will get to your topics as well. We will at least try. Okay, well, let's start with what's in the title.
I can't figure out the year, but you guys tell me what year it's
Javier Chicharito Hernandez. You know, Eagle Eye Football, you may remember Chicharito Hernandez from his time in the Premier League, okay?
A little bit of a goal poacher.
Okay. He's still doing the same
Fox
thing.
Fox in a box, as they like to say.
Is that a thing they say?
No, it is.
Okay. I thought that's are we catcalling Chicharito? What are we doing? Hey,
it's also the shirt I wore out of the bathroom on my honeymoon.
Okay.
It was bedazzled. She hated it, dude. It was swooshy.
But no, Chicharito, he scored two goals for LA Galaxy against.
He's having an incredible season.
He really is. I mean, he scored.
Has Greg Vanney revitalized a player that Real Madrid, Sevilla, Manchester United could not? Didn't he play for another team? Bayer Leverkusen.
I mean, what do you mean could not?
More like by Bayer Leverkusen. Dude.
Wow. Yeah, it's more like that.
Hold on. I don't know if you know, we got a soundboard.
Okay, you know, we don't have a bum bum bum, but we do have a. He hit him in the Oh, wait, you know what? I think the audio was muted. <He's in
here. laughs> It's just us pausing and then you saying it.
Here it is. I wouldn't want to deprive you.
He hit him in the penis.
I love that you have the sound drop, but you still repeat it anyway.
I'm just saying. You know,
why not just say it, then?
It needs to be echoed.
Yeah. He's like, he goes, meh, meh, meh. He played for West Ham.
Right.
Damn.
He played for West Ham and Chivas, obviously.
Why is the word ham not finished? I guarantee you, originally they didn't name a section or a neighborhood, whatever it's named after just ham. It doesn't make any sense. I know there's a country named
Hampshire.
Turkey, but
is it Hampshire?
100%.
Oh, Hampshire.
It's like got to be Hampshire, like New Hampshire.
Right.
It's got to be the Hamptons, you know what I mean?
Nitro M said, where'd he hit him?
He hit him in the penis.
Why do you repeat it? Okay. We don't need the drop if you're going to say it.
Okay. Shout out to Chris Whittingham. All right. But Chicharito's having an incredible season so far. So let's how many goals does he have so far? I think five.
I believe
or
he's
six?
At five. No, I believe he's at five. By the way, so is Carlos Vela, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. There's a couple things. I want to talk about both LA teams, but we should talk about some of the teams that are undefeated as well. Because the leading goal scorer in 2022.
Brendan Vasquez, dude.
Yeah, dude. Is it Brendan or Brandon? Is it Brendan Vasquez?
I say it as if it's both, Brandon. So I'll never get it wrong.
Really?
Yeah, I say Brandon.
I mean, the spelling is
very different. No, I hit it with like an EA, a Brandon. I swear to God. Like our good friend Brendan Sagal, I got no clue how to spell his name. Now one clue, and he gets upset when people do it wrong, I just hit him with the Brandon Sagal. If you say it fast enough, and if you blend the EA together, you're never wrong.
Chicharito has 4 goals, according to MLS, the MLS website. So. Right.
But didn't Vasquez get all his goals like in the first 2 games? Was he got, something like that?
I think he has 2 braces, and then he got one goal in 1 game. I think that's the case. But Chicharito,
he's back though. There was a period of time where we thought something's wrong with him. He's broken. He cried. He cried on YouTube.
He cried. When you cry on YouTube, it's kind
of not good.
It's not rock bottom. No. But you're getting close.
Yeah. I mean, alone is better than. Edited after you filmed it. But to his credit, he is someone who is a very emotional guy, and he's proud of it, and we applaud you for that. I'm not proud of it or emotional. So you're both, and shouts to you. We're not making fun of you for that. But you did the whole thing. You kind of said you were retiring, even though you didn't say that. Mm-hmm. And then you showed up, and it looked like you done retired. Then again, the tactics were to send you crosses, and you're a short guy who's a fox in the box. You're not Olivier Giroud or Zlatan Ibrahimovic. And yeah, GBS was like, I don't care, dude. Just send it in the wings and send him across. Right. And he'll figure it out.
First of all, 2021.
I'm trying to set the stage for, what kind of a reception he has had so far and what kind of a start he's had to his MLS career.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, Greg Vanney seems to have fixed it.
Oh, yeah. So I think a lot of things happened, right? So after when he arrived during the MLS is back. So it was obviously a weird season. It was difficult for a lot of people. 2020 was a strange year for a lot of players.
Strange for players that have been here before. Right. Really strange if that's your start.
Right. So he didn't have a warm and comfortable welcome into MLS, and that season was weird, and you could probably just scratch it off. 2021, you kind of expected him to be a little bit better.
You could scratch it off.
Oh, anyway.
you don't have a general war, buddy. Rip it off, dude. Let it bleed.
But 2021, I thought he would have a stronger season and really did not. And LA Galaxy and missing the playoffs in the last weekend of the season. And then
we have some incredible questions in the chat, by the way. S27 wants to know, can Tati Castellanos get citizenship by November?
To what country? Mexico? Yeah, I
know. Let us know because it changes. By the way, probably. I think a big enough check. And I think
if
you can.
If Funes Mori could do it, no reason why Tati
can. Eric Keating also said, Brandon. And that's what I say. The EA together. Brandon.
These two said Marlon Brandon Vasquez. obviously we'll talk about that game against Portland. There,
oh wait, OCAB answered us. Ham is from Wikipedia. The name comes from an old English ham, which means a dry area of land between rivers or marshland.
Mm.
Yeah, but don't you add stuff to the end of it? Like Belleville means beautiful town, unless you've been in Belleville, New Jersey, then you're like complete misnomer.
Everybody's like, Alexa, why are you lying on the internet right now?
They should call this place Taylor Ham, is what they should call this. But you add something to the end of it. You don't just say ham. Hamville. Ham. Sure.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what your point of contention is right now. Words, organically change over time, and that's part of language.
I always thought it was a nickname for something. That's my point. I'm like, West Ham, oh, I hope I get to find out what the whole thing is. imagine the team was called South Ham, and you'd be like, then, right?
Okay, so so 2021, Chicharito didn't have the best season, but then
he drives a hamburger. Shucky ducky quack quack. We are on a comedy stage, and I'm wearing swoosh.
It all works. But so after the 2021 season, if you don't follow Chicharito on Instagram. Please do. You should, because he is an oversharer.
Yeah, he's also he's a media darling. His own media world.
No, he has complete control of the narrative.
Yeah. And he's essentially on Entertainment Tonight every night on his social media. It's pretty great.
So Chicharito has like a strategy in place. Oh, this damn card thing again. I got to figure this out.
I just use this anyway.
Okay. But he has to figure out he has a strategy in place on how he wants to present himself, especially after he did that vlog, the whole thing.
Dennis Higgins, shouts to all of our members. He said West Ham Cuck. West Ham Cuckfield.
You got to put the whole thing. Otherwise, it gets wildly misconstrued.
Come on, you wet bellies. That's a different team.
Wet bellies or wet bellies?
What? It's white bellies, but I'm giving it a different nickname.
Got it.
Also fits into the joke.
Got it. Okay.
Come on, you sticky bellies.
So
hamster. Anyway, people are going to go nuts off ham. You're going to eventually finish this sentence. I promise you.
So after the 2021 season, Chicharito was sharing a lot about his. I don't know if he got new trainers or
he seems like vegan. He is thinner.
Yeah, he is. He just seems in a better headspace. And,
right.
And when in the first game of the season when they won against NYCFC and he scored that goal, it seemed like the beginning of something special, of a special season.
Right. And where was he recently where they booed him as he's walking off the pitch? And he said to the camera, I love this.
This was important.
I love this sound.
This was important.
These are all the signs that his confidence is back.
Right. And so at Providence Park, right after the game, he gets two goals. He played amazingly. And this is what I believe it was the first goal was the cross, but I think it might have been the first goal. And this is why you made the point about, yo, you're not that tall, you're not like Zlatan, you're not like all these guys, but you always seem to be a poacher, always seem to be in the right position. But there's he dragged the defender into the wrong direction.
On Twitter for what he was wearing. Ooh.
You know, you know, Chicharito's always writing on Bossip.
Media takeout, don't mind if I do.
You know, my favorite writer on there. But he's one of the best in the world at this particular thing where he can make you think he's going one way and end up in another. Like, I don't know what – he must have a great relationship with the fullbacks or the wingers that are sending in these crosses because Chicharito went near post and the defender was like, all right, let me get to near post.
So now I need to be in position, yeah.
And Chicharito makes a quick move right to the far post and where the ball is. So there's a clear, like, unspoken thing that the wingers know.
Are you suggesting that a forward has rapport with his wingers?
No, I'm just saying. But
I mean, that's what you do in training, right?
Right, but there it's just
practice.
It's Chicharito does it better than almost anybody else.
I mean, that's he's had a long career for a reason. Yeah, yeah. No, I agree with you. And Eric Keating wants to correct. He said, "Nah, we booed the refs."
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right. So he was there. All right. Thank you for the clarification. Because
this is important.
LA Galaxy, they were and MLS were like, "Look at this! Look how big a star Chicharito is. He's getting booed by the Timbers."
Are you kidding me? For some reason, you know. Kevin Hart walks by this camera. I will show how the clip will be. Kevin Hart is a guest on the Cooligan forever. You use what you can. S27 said he does a great job with running on the blind side of the center back who is furthest from the ball. Forwards and center back should study his movement. And that is an incredible way to put it because one of the things that I try to look for when you have those players that aren't just running their asses off. And, and you know, like, I love a Gabriel Martinelli. I love him. But I try to watch what players who are a little bit more slow in their movements, what they do. Some of them ain't doing shit.
Okay.
But some of them are doing things like this, which is, like, dragging a defender and then making a quick movement elsewhere or constantly finding open space so that you're causing the two center backs to have to kind of collapse a little bit or finding the space in between them, like Crystal Palace players seem to keep doing against Gabriel and Ben White. But those types of movements, I think, are the most impressive because that's like the instinctual way of playing the sport.
Right.
Where I don't have that.
Okay, but Christian Voluminous, Christian's here talking about practice.
I know, right? Apology. Practice.
the other thing I wanted.
Sports hate him because he is good for Mexico and shit for West Ham, says Dennis Higgins. Bro, you got to. It's hard. It's hard to separate both. When they beat your nation, but trash on your team.
S27 says Chicharito is the obvious starter for Mexico right now. So we should address this because
Well, there's a potential that that actually might happen.
I don't.
Tata Martino said he is a player that is considered an option for us.
Well,
is that enough to send the Mexican fans into a full tailspin? The answer is 100% yes.
But at what point?
Enough that we're talking about it.
At what point does it become, you know, counterproductive to keep him off the team? At what point does it become almost disrespectful to keep him off the team?
Should that even matter?
I'm not saying it matter or not, but we were at the Azteca. We saw how angry Mexican fans were getting with the mediocrity of the Mexican national team. Or at the very least, this is how they interpret it. So I thought, don't take it as me saying that they're mediocre, because I'm terrified of Mexico every time we play them. So don't. But they have had enough. And I think will the outrage be enough from the fans to give Chicharito a call up? He's playing amazingly right now.
Forget the outrage. If you're Tata Martino, do you bring this guy in? I think all signs point to he should at least get a camp. He should at least get a friendly. See if he's good enough to keep pace with the rest of the Mexican squad, which I believe he is.
Okay.
And then if that's the case, then you have a player that's in top form. That the players, remember how much it meant for, so like Julian Araujo, when we did that interview, how much it meant for him to be able to play with Chicharito?
Mm-hmm.
Just the fact that he gets to play with them on a week-to-week basis still blows his mind. Imagine that for the Mexican national team. Imagine that for the younger players that are in there going into this World Cup. At the very least, maybe he's not your starter, but you have someone there that is a central figure that can give you tips, could give you hints, could be there with you in training. You could see how they prepare. I think at the end of the day, it almost makes no sense. Now, if he was playing badly in MLS, I'd say he's past it.
Right.
And if he could keep this up at least through this season, give him a rest. Because LA Galaxy ain't winning the thing, right? Give him
hold
a rest.
Hold up. Slow down, Alexis.
I said, hot take, bro. This is a hot take. I'm sorry. It's the swoosh talking, my G. It sounds like I'm telling secrets this whole time. I don't think they're going to – I don't think they've got it to win the MLS Cup. But nonetheless, you give him a little bit of a break, and then all of a sudden the World Cup starts. He just finished the season where he's in top form. To me, there's really no reason why he's not getting called in.
I agree. Yeah, I think it's the better he plays, the more ridiculous it looks that Tata is not giving him a chance. And when we were in Mexico, I don't remember. Somebody told us, like, you know, nobody exactly knows why he hasn't been called up.
Well, okay.
And but there's a lot of rumors.
No, there's like there's here's what we've all heard.
Right.
It's not rumors. It seems to be a rumor. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say it's substantiated. But whatever is close, whatever brings you right edge of substantiated, you know what I mean? Just before the white bellies. The rumor is that, you know, there was a fiesta,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a couple of ladies.
Okay.
Who were happy to be there, but also left with a heavier purse than they got there with. That's the rumor.
That's the rumor.
Rumor.
The alleged. We don't know, but all we know.
Can we get a button that just puts boom allegedly on the screen?
We need
that. But here's the truth is that's what we've heard, but also we've heard that that's kind of not commonplace, but and I don't want to use the term tradition, but you kind of get what I'm saying. If this has happened before,
old habits die hard.
It's happened before. And I guess to make either that upset the Federation or to make a statement, the Federation has decided that this person is now persona non grata.
Yeah, because it from what we heard, and again, all alleged, that this has nothing to do with Tata specifically.
They're blaming Tata Martino.
They're blaming Tata. People are mad at Tata for not calling him.
Tata's involved, but not Martino.
But
we're children.
They're blaming him, but this is apparently something that preceded
Tata Martino.
Tata Martino. So it's something that is above Tata's pay grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't even think if he wanted to call him up, he could. I think Chicha probably has to sort something out with the Federation or somebody else.
How about this? Do you think Tata Martino earns a bit more grace with the Mexican fans? I don't think he gets fired before the World Cup. Someone said here, Andrew Johnson said, the rumors out of Mexico is Tata is calling up a young Nations League squad. So Nations League is next. Should be pretty easy for Tata. I think U.S. just drew El Salvador and Grenada in their group. So not the easiest in the world, but should be pretty easy for Mexico. I forget who's in their group. But maybe Nations League isn't the most important thing for Mexico, but I think it's a great sort of run-up to the World Cup. You don't get fired if you lose. Do you maybe earn a little bit of that grace period, a little bit of the Mexican fans kind of give you a little bit more slack if you call up a Chicharito, do you think?
I think they'd be ecstatic. I think they'd be so happy. They're not pleased with the amount of goals that their strikers are scoring.
But what if you call him up and he doesn't play well?
I mean, that's the risk you take, but you have Raul Jimenez, who's really not playing that well.
No, here's the thing. Chicharito's playing really well. You call him in, he doesn't play well in your system. Now that's a lose-lose for Tata Martino.
But nothing's changed. You're still in the same exact position you were in before.
No, you're worse off.
I don't know if you're worse off. I mean, if you're not, what's worse than not barely scoring goals that the Mexican national team is doing? There's no real chemistry.
Bringing in one of your other weapons and that also not scoring goals. Now all the eyes are on you.
You got it. So look, is it worth the risk? I would say yes. I mean, look, it's not. There's nothing certain. Who knows what happens in any game? But I think for Tata Martino, if he wants to have a more successful World Cup, I would say you call in Chicharito. I think it's a bigger risk to not have him there. That's all.
I don't know. I think you should. But you know what? I would rather see him in a friendly than maybe in something like the Nations League.
Yeah, so I did hear that Uruguay scheduled two friendlies, one against U.S. and one against Mexico.
Yeah.
Would be great to see Chicha in that game, right? That would be pretty entertaining.
Be huge.
Yeah, and we'll see where where he is, and is it simply, that he can do this in MLS, and then maybe on the international level we may not see the same thing, but he hasn't put on the Mexico shirt in years.
All right, who's the Chicharito of the U.S. team? I can't say Christian Pulisic because he's young and up and coming. Is there a player that we would say that is the Chicharito of the U.S. men's national team? Not Josie.
We don't have a striker that is,
or just someone that is
par with someone
beloved,
like right
plays
now.
Well, doesn't necessarily isn't the perfect age.
Legit? I mean, that's the only. He's like on the cusp, and he scores the goals some games. Sometimes he doesn't play that well. I don't know. It's hard to say. I don't know.
Matt Graham said, is this an MLS show or a Mexican national team show? It's all blending together because we're talking about is the form that he's playing with LA Galaxy good enough to call him up? The reason I'm asking is, right, Weston McKennie got in trouble for something. We don't know what it is. There were some rumors that he had a girl in his room or something like that. Who knows? No one knows, right? But what if that was enough to kind of keep him off the team?
Yeah, to me, it's like a look.
People are saying John Brooks. Zardes says D Stu. Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks. Yeah, I can see that. Brooks has been left off. Yeah, he didn't have great matches in the early qualifiers.
I mean, as a defender, he did score that header against Portugal.
Portugal.
I can see that. Yeah, imagine he had done something to kind of. Although I feel like we have better defenders now.
I would agree. Yeah, but some people wouldn't agree with
Freddie
that.
Freddie Adu, Eric Keating.
Miles Robinson and Walker Zimmerman seem to be a pretty solid future for the men's national team. For
yeah,
the next
I'm confident
couple of
with
years.
Them. Joe Max Moore.
Bring him back.
Wow, dude. The Everton legend. Brooks and Chris Richards need to start at center back. That would
Brooks
be interesting.
Brooks and Chris Richards. I don't know. I feel comfortable with Brooks, but Chris Richards I think is still a bit young. But I also don't I don't feel that. I think Walker Zimmerman is astounding. I think he's the best American center back right now.
He's the one where when I see him play, makes me the most calm that he's there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which, at center back, that's kind of what you want.
He was, you know, early on, I think he was, when he was first getting called up, he probably had a little bit of trouble adjusting to Greg's system. Remember when they were playing out of the back and Walker Zimmerman gave the ball away a couple times and they couldn't figure things out? But that seems sorted out, dude. And he's such a threat offensively. And he's a big dude, plays strong. I think it's Miles and Walker's center back positions to lose. So I fully expect them to be the starters at the World Cup this year.
I would agree. I'd be happy with that.
One thing I wanted to talk about. We were talking about Portland briefly. Did you see this, Alexis?
I absolutely did.
The anthem, the national anthem singer.
How did she do this?
This is pretty incredible.
I need to know the backstory on this.
So her name is Madison Shanley. She sang the national anthem at Providence Park. But if you saw I don't even know if they aired it on the broadcast. But if you were
the
at
photo
the
of her singing that we're about to or have already put on. This has gone kind of viral.
Yeah. So she was wearing a shirt that said "You Knew," mm-hmm. Which if you watch any Timbers games and you see any games at Providence Park, you've seen in the Timbers Army people holding signs that said "You Knew," and referring to
this shirt is also very popular. They're selling more and more of them. The fan base is really getting behind this message.
Right. So the obviously, they're wearing the shirt and putting this message up for to support the Portland Thorns.
Who yeah.
Obviously, Mona Shim and the whole story. Meg Linehan, the Athletic, broke that story.
Right.
So you all know about that, and then the issue with Andy Polo and his wife, and there was a domestic violence and the way and the Timbers were fined I believe $25,000 for kind of not reporting it promptly enough. And we've spoken about this before. I mean, look, Timbers and
audio's
Thorns,
been released. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's going on here.
That Timbers and Thorns fans are, I mean, they've had enough. I mean, it is getting to a point. And I don't know what exactly the next step is, because we don't know, we don't know the details of the investigation yet. I don't know if we ever will. And then now on top of that, the news about with Andy Polo and his wife and
right.
The initial accusation was that the Timber staff were trying to get Andy Polo's wife to not press charges,
right?
And there was like some weird audio released, and it didn't look great, but after
sound great.
After MLS investigated, they found that was not the case. That the Timbers were not trying to, make her not press charges, which she ended up did. I believe she ended up pressing charges,
right?
If I'm not mistaken.
But that also calls the question as to how early they knew and still let the player play,
right?
Be a part of the team.
So yeah, it's a. It's a serious issue.
It's an uncomfortable situation.
It's on Football Americas. Sebi was talking. Sebastian Salazar was talking. He did a segment, and they were. I think he had a phone call with Merritt Paulson, the owner of Timbers and Thorns, and. From what he said, it was essentially that Merritt was saying kind of like, you don't know all the facts and you don't know all these details. So, he's upset at the presumption and the assumptions that people are making.
Right.
And this is why.
There's one way to clear that up, though.
Right.
On record.
and Sebastian Salazar, I this is why I have just so much respect for him and Herc. I mean, the journalistic integrity, because he told him, he was like, if you want to have this conversation, join us on the show. Let's have a transparent and open conversation about it, rather than just a phone call
that I can't repeat. Yeah,
exactly. And look, I don't know exactly what happened with all the details, but look, realistically, the Timbers ownership and everybody, they're going to have to provide some answers. For something, for these situations.
And note to MLS, handling this behind closed doors, it's not going to be enough for this fan base.
No, not at all. Not at all.
You look, it's spilling over when the woman who sings the national anthem is wearing a You Knew shirt.
Yeah.
It's spilling over, and you can lose control of what a lot of people are willing to say. I'm willing to say is quite possibly the best men's and women's fan base in all of MLS.
Look, if you've never been to Providence Park for a game, Portland Timbers and Thorns fans are some of the most passionate we have in the country.
By far.
It is an experience. Just even not, the game is fun, but watching the fans and how loud they are and how it's not simply just the supporter section that's super intense and knows all the songs.
The family section.
Dude.
The gym. the gym. Fourth floor gym.
It's a gym next door to Providence Park where people can stand by the window and they can watch the game. And they also are into it as well.
Yeah. So we got to see them be upset. Well, you know, NYCFC won MLS Cup.
So it's disappointing to for you know, for any team and any fan base to be like embroiled in all this. But it just feels even worse just because how I know Timbers and Thorns fans how much both of these clubs mean to them. The other
right, and also just I do want to say that there's a lot of fans who are like, oh, you know, this is just super well. No, it's not. This is about women on the team that were being sexually assaulted and abused and, you know, were being coerced into sexual activity for essentially playing time, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And then this is about a woman being beaten and potentially that being sort of suppressed in some way and not let out so that the player can continue to play. Those two things are really, really horrific.
Right.
And this isn't about, oh, they didn't do this for this, you know, situation, or they didn't take a knee, or they didn't do this. Those are all things that, you know, you guys can argue in the Twitter sphere, whatever you want. These are two very horrific things that have happened. And more than anything, you know, we should ask that the people who control the clubs, the people that are in charge of the clubs that we spend all of our time and money supporting, all that we ask them is to just, you know, err on the side of being good people when these things happen. And if you have, then show us. You know, show not even us, show the fan base, because they're the ones that are protesting. Dude, the lady who sang the national anthem showed up in a UNU shirt.
Yeah, there was an interesting...
If we asked the singer to come on Cooligans and she came up with the Alexis and Christian suck shirt, I think Christian and I would have to sit down and go, we might need to fix something, dude.
How'd she get it printed so fast?
I mean, when you have merch that goes against us on our channel, then maybe we should be asking questions. This is one of those things of like, maybe we should wait it out. And that's what I really hope is not happening.
So it's interesting, too, because the singer, Madison Shanley, so from what I understood is that she's been a Timbers and Thorns fan for years, right, for pretty much all her life, and that she's been singing the national anthem since she was like 12, 13 years old. So she is a veteran of this club and being a part of it. And
shouts to all the Europeans who are like, wait, what? Been singing the national anthem? Yeah, man. We're wild patriotic here, bro.
Okay. It's America at 100% all day, every day.
Bro, we don't stop being American out here, bro.
Okay. I mean, and then when we go to our sports events, we need to be reminded.
Yo, right before they play a game, we know like, yo, wait a minute. What country are we in right now? America. and by the way, Andrew Johnson said, Merritt Paulson called her dead, supposedly, I guess.
Yeah, this is what I was just going to mention. This is an interesting part of the story. I don't know. I heard
Merritt heavy with the phone calls, bro. didn't we just send my man my phone number?
I didn't hear it was Merritt. I heard somebody called her father to tell her to not wear this shirt. Because I guess her father must be, involved with the club in some way, or they know the family. Obviously, if she's been singing the national anthem for a long time,
they're familiar.
So, like, yo, they were like, no, it's not just a text. This has to be a phone call.
Yeah. I need no trace of this bad boy right here.
But this is the interesting thing, because when it comes to not making the club not look bad, they get on the horn real fast.
Yeah.
Yo, we gotta sort this out real fast.
If only he would have made a phone call to the police department early in some of these troubles.
So look, and
oh, okay, Eric Hitting is saying team president Mike Golub. Okay. These are all allegedly. Look, guys, we do not know.
We're not trying to get.
Hey, editor, cut this part in. I'm not trying to get sued out here and lose all my dope.
But,
Miami Fusion throwback gear. I don't want to have to put a lawsuit paper on this little hook. No, right,
this
here
is all reported. This is
that's the sound of me running away from the lawsuit. No,
can't catch me. Can't catch me.
We can hear you, Alexis.
Dodging them subpoenas.
Get the one who says homage. That's what I would yell. Yeah, this is pretty terrible. If you have to make a phone call to stop someone to do something while singing the national anthem that makes you look bad, you're done fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. Something's going on. But this is all, all this been reported. We saw the article in the Oregon Live. Look, it's overall, look, we've been to Portland several times. Love the fan base out there. And they show us so much love. Even at MLS Cup before the final, I was walking around the stadium and people were like, yo, cool, it's Christian.
Yeah.
Like,
it's great. We get a lot of love.
People show us so much love. So, it's obviously disappointing to see this stuff. And I hope it gets to a point where we get some answers. There is some sort of resolution. I don't know if that means, Merritt does not want to sell the team. But hopefully we get to some point where there is some explanation that is suitable or the fan base understands. Otherwise, the for the rest of Merritt Paulson's tenure as owner, he's going to be reminded about this every day.
Yeah,
it's going to be a tough go.
And this fan base does not forget, okay, in any way, shape, or form. But there's probably also a question as to what the if there's like a morality clause in the ownership of MLS teams.
Right, I think which there is because Del Loy Hansen, the former RSL and Utah Royal owner. Owner. He was ousted very quickly after he was like racist all the time. Yeah. Just like casual conversation.
Yeah.
My N-word this, my N-word that. I'm like, oh my God, I lost my team.
Yeah. You know? Why? Well, sir, you went into a Chick-fil-A. And none of the things you ordered
on a Sunday, you can't
you're
even.
Done.
You're done. You're
none
done.
Of the things you ordered had the N-word in it, but you added it all in there.
So there clearly is, but I'm assuming the it hasn't crossed that line.
Wow, Gabriel Wise said Sebi confirmed on the last Football Americas that he talked to Madison personally and that she confirmed that the front office called her dad.
There it is.
Yo, Sebi, call us. Bro, you call a lot of people. Call us. Your phone this busy, my G?
Everybody's calling you with bad news, dog.
Damn,
we'll
son.
We'll say more fun things.
Yo, I'm going to call you and just tell you a joke, bro.
Okay. Well, at least we know that. Okay.
Also, if it's true, they called a grown woman's dad. Cool. Yeah. Not age wise, but she's what, in her 20s, 30s?
I assume she's in her 20s. Yeah. From just looking, but
that's
I don't know.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah.
It'd be real shame if something happened to your daughter. Thank God it's Portland, right?
Just a threat. Just the mafia runs the Timbers.
So, rumor is. Your daughter's wearing a certain shirt to the game. A real shame if that happened, you know? Oh, sorry, let me shut this off.
Okay, so a couple other things. Let's move on. The
oil barons are exempt, of course, as Tom has 19064. Hey, it's what you personally do, not what the state you control does, my friend.
I want to talk about this. This was a pretty controversial play during the
She's 27 years old. Damn, son.
Damn, dude.
You called a 27 year old mom. Although
dad,
let's be honest. If I was gonna wear, let's say I was wearing this shirt, right, to a Tampa Bay Mutiny game, right, bro, and they wanted to stop me and they called my mom, she'd stop me from wearing it. Oh yeah, Lexi, don't do it.
You're gonna embarrass the family.
She'd be standing in my doorway with a chocolate. Bro, she'd get me to stop.
Okay. So I wanna play this. This NYCFC played Toronto FC this weekend on Saturday.
Right.
Lost 2-1. A goal.
LK Chuck said that call came from Jersey. Hey, I got a quick question for you. Is your daughter by any chance wearing a shirt to the game?
Okay, we just. What did you mean? You knew nobody. We don't know nothing. Nobody
know,
knows.
Hey,
nothing.
Look, I'm not saying nothing. I'm nowhere near Portland. I'm just saying it would be a shame.
So NYCFC played against Toronto FC. They lost 2-1. Goal from Osorio, and then an own goal from Thiago Martins from NYCFC off of a set piece. You know, unfortunate result for NYCFC, but there was a very controversial play in the eighth minute when Talis Magno
Rodriguez picks it up.
Shut that audio off.
Clearly, heels got clipped here. And they make the call right there, right? We see on
the most frustrating thing about MLS content is they're like, you make the call, but this isn't going to affect the game that already happened.
So you can see it here. His heels got clipped. He falls over. They call a penalty, the right call, and then VAR gets involved. It's like your friend getting involved in a altercation, and now it leads to a right. fight when nothing was going to happen. Everything was totally fine. VAR gets in and says this might have been a clear and obvious error.
VAR is like, yo, you gonna let him say that to you? That's what VAR did.
You gonna let him embarrass you like that?
Damn, yo, in front of the girls, dude.
So yeah, VAR is basically Jada looking at Will Smith. Uh-huh. You know what I mean? Just giving him the look, say you need
laughing,
to
laughing, but like, are you laughing at that? You laughing at me being mocked?
But no, this is a terrible mistake. I mean, this is his heels clearly got clipped. VAR gets involved and overturns the penalty.
This is the frustrating part. It's not that it wasn't enough evidence to make it a penalty. It's that apparently this is enough evidence to overturn a penalty.
Correct. So
how?
So this was the statement afterwards. Apparently,
yo, VAR, can you call Sebi and tell him how?
And answer for this,
yo.
So apparently, the VAR referee was looking at the angles that were provided to them, and it was not this angle that we clearly see his heels clip. So they looked at every other angle, and from every other angle, it looked like he was not there, like there was no contact. So that's what the referee on the field sees.
Wait, what? We did the VAR challenge. Remember that?
We did.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to play along, and I upset a referee by suggesting that there's an angle where which we see him get paid off.
Yes, Robert Sabiga was very not happy that you made that joke. Okay. But whatever. We did. So in 20
– But you saw they show you every angle supposedly that they have for the TV. We just saw one that was on TV. How did they not see that?
It was on regular TV. They could have just turned on Yes Network.
You don't even need the VAR cam, bro.
Just turn on Yes Network and you would have seen it. So in 20, I think this was 2018.
There should be a VAR for VAR.
Bro.
Bro, there should be a video assistant referee.
Okay.
Just to make sure that the video assistant referee is video assistant refereeing correctly.
I'm fine with it. I think it's a great idea.
Should we VAR to VAR? Should it be fans?
No, it should be.
Neutral fans.
What does that mean?
A collection of fans, like a United Nations.
Okay. A tribunal.
Yeah.
VAR tribunal.
Bro, this is like, what's that? Not Lord of the Rings. What's the other one? Were they all on an island? It's the other one.
Survivor?
Lord of the Flies? Is that one of them?
I don't think that. I don't know.
Flies? Some were flies. I have no idea. They're all on an island.
So.
Dennis Higgins said, VAR is that coworker who replies all. Yeah, dude. As per my last email type shit, bro.
Chanchada Miyonari said, VAR R?
Yo. Video assistant referee.
I'm fine with it. But so this was the interesting thing. Here, so the ref obviously didn't see this angle that the regular broadcast angle did not see it. And right, so in 2018 we did VAR. We sat down, we saw what the VAR referee goes through. You see about six different angles.
Right,
they ask you like they slow it down, they play at normal speed, the whole thing. How in the world do they not see this regular angle? And then professional referee organization, they put out a statement saying that there was a mistake, there was an error, the penalty should not have been overturned, and NYCFC shouldn't have had an opportunity to take the penalty kick. So they admitted to it right after the game that there was a mistake. And this is such a obviously we're NYCFC fans, and it's frustrating to lose.
Let's just talk about the situation outside of us being fans of the team that was screwed, royally. How do you?
This is great for Man Jacinto to say. Poor Favar.
Let's go.
Okay, I'm almost sure Man Jacinto is not your first language. Spanish, no, but that's a great.
Muy bueno.
That's a great joke.
Okay. Man Hasandu, right? Because you're in Spanish. Alexis thinking of Gilligan's Island. I'm not thinking of Gilligan's Island, Dennis Higgins. What's that? Lord of the Flies, isn't that?
I don't know if I've seen Lord of the Flies, or I don't remember.
Is that a thing?
It's an old movie, but I don't remember what it was about.
It's a book, man, where the thing takes over. They take over an island or some shit. I don't know. I thought it was Lord of the Rings. Listen, let's just talk about the situation at hand. To immediately after the game say, oh, a mistake was made. Can't you old school, when a ref missed something, they'd be like, yo, I got you on one, though. And then they would call, like, a small foul more egregious.
Right, right.
Just to kind of make it even. Isn't that what should be happening?
Most people would say probably not, but, like, an unspoken.
Take yourselves out. The Lord of the Flies. I was right. Thank you, Voluminous. Take yourself out of it as a fan of the team that was screwed over. If it's just too, like, you're watching Champions League final, right? Mm-hmm. We know Everton ain't going to be part of that, bro. Right? It's two teams you don't care about. This happens in the first half. Don't you kind of hope or wish that at the halftime, the officials pulled over, right? Everyone listening now has to pee. The official is pulled over and say, hey, dog, you missed that one. Or a mistake was made up top. You didn't miss it, but VAR messed up. You know. Even it out a little bit in the second half.
Look, I could see it, but you can't put that down on paper. You
can
know,
we get Merritt Paulson Shooter to call VAR? I'm like, hey, listen, be a real shame. That's all I'm saying. Be a real shame if something happened to that computer you like so much.
It's just sitting there right on the pitch.
I hate to show you. I know you got six angles you look at. I hate to show you the seventh, which is maybe somebody I know saying hello to you in a very distinct way and really taking a look at your knees. You'd hate that, wouldn't you? Yeah, I think you would.
So, look, you can't.
Bro, call VAR's dad, dude. Call VAR's dad and tell him, hey, you're gonna be in a lot of, what do they call it in Spanish? Pop out when you get home.
Okay, all right. Well, we need to ground VAR.
Bro.
All right, you got to stay in your room and no Nintendo Switch, no iPad.
I figured out VAR.
Okay.
It's one of our moms holding a chancleta next to the VAR person. And, bro, you better not be wrong, bro. I'm not going to tell you what's going to happen, but I know you're going to know.
So disappointing. A tough result for NYCFC, just who have not been have a great start of regular season, doing well in CCL.
This is a little bit of a CCL hangover for the terrible start to the season they've had.
Right, right. And they're
playing Seattle tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yes.
By the time you're listening to this, tonight.
Okay, so that can be a Lumen Field. This is going to be an interesting matchup because against Toronto, Malte Amundsen, left back, was injured. I don't know how serious. I assume he's going to be available for this game against Seattle. But this is. This is a very depleted roster playing in CCL and dealing with the injuries that they've already been dealing with, because Chris Gloucester played at left back, who I don't think he's like a traditional left back.
Also, when did we set up Streamlabs to say "Fuaca está pa fuera"?
They might have been Colo Blanco. I don't know.
Is he in there, bro?
No, he must have set it up in the past, but I don't remember.
I've never seen that before. That's hilarity.
Was that a message to Merritt?
No, that's to the VAR ref.
That's to the VAR ref. Okay.
Yeah.
So every time somebody types Fuacata, Streamlabs types Fuacata pa fuera.
That's pretty great.
That's pretty great.
That's pretty great.
Feel free to use it as you wish, chat. Yeah. So CCL should be an interesting matchup. I think this will definitely be NYCFC's toughest opponent in CCL.
You know what? Great. I won't say that. I know they're playing great, and I know they're at a different level, but I think this is a familiar foe, which I think.
What's the familiarity? We've played
them in MLS.
How many times?
And how
many times have they played them in
MLS?
Yeah,
but we get to grade them.
Four or five?
More than we've played Comunicaciones. And also we get to grade them on a level of other MLS teams. We know how we would play those MLS teams. We see how they play those MLS teams. There's more tape. It's probably in HD, which I bet your comunicaciones isn't. Their tape.
Dude, they played well in that second leg.
They
man.
Did. That's what I'm saying. Bad. But again, the devil you know versus the devil you don't.
Okay. But yes.
I'm not saying it's going to be easy. I still think Seattle is an incredibly difficult level of competition. But, bro, that's an MLS team. We're an MLS team.
Okay. Well, yeah. And NYCFC have been losing to a lot of MLS teams recently.
Well, so. I mean, is VAR going to be in CONCACAF Champions League?
They lost. So, yeah, they lost to Toronto, lost to Philly. Yeah. Look, I think the focus is clearly going to be on CCL. Because there's a real, real opportunity to get a trophy here for any MLS team, right? So this will be this
nope, that's super loud.
The first leg happening 10 p.m. Eastern time in Seattle, and then the other game, the game today is Pumas and Cruz Azul. Their first right. leg is happening as well. So it's going to be an MLS team against a Liga MX team. And it should be pretty
entertaining. All four teams stack up against
all
each other
All four teams
really
have
well.
A legit chance yeah. at winning the whole thing. And this it feels like if NYCFC so let's say this, NYCFC or Seattle, do you who has the better shot to win the whole thing?
I mean, based on the way they're playing Seattle.
Okay.
I still think NYCFC has the sort of having won MLS Cup. Mm-hmm. Kind of gives you that how to win in a final. Remember that playoff run? They had to beat a bunch of great teams. They were in penalties twice. They've got the championship medal, so to speak, right? And Seattle is almost a write-in for MLS Cup final every year. So again, Schmetzer, who again hates me, but seems to know how to put a team together. So I guess you got to say he's 50% good, dude. He has that team playing well. I still think Seattle right now seems like a bit more of a solidified squad than NYCFC. NYCFC has a lot of questions attached to it. I love NYCFC. I would love NYCFC to win. I'd love to go check out a FIFA Club World Cup match, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But I think at the end of the day, I think Seattle, if I had to pick between the two of them, Seattle just seems to be in the right place at the right time right now to move forward. But I could totally see NYCFC winning this thing.
I do. I think so as well. I mean, there's a I think you would like them to be in, like, better form.
Right.
But there's something. I mean, having, like...
How you get out of bad form? Win a big game.
Yeah.
Is there a bigger game than the one against Seattle right now?
I think...
Answer that question.
No,
of course
not.
No, it was hypothetical, but I wanted you to say it anyway.
All right. He set himself up for an alley-oop. Just, or whatever.
Hold
okay.
on. I'm getting a phone call. Hello? Oh, Mr. Paulson. What's up? Oh, really? You don't want me to say Seattle's a good team? Okay. I feel like you got other things that are, you should be focusing on right now, dude. Oh, you do? Oh, cool. Oh, that's all in the past? Oh, you were there for the whole thing? Oh, you got to go? Sebi? You're going to call Sebi after this? Cool, cool, cool.
Okay. I mean, look, sorry to take a phone call during the show.
I'm really sorry. Very important. Shouts to Manchester Andrew, who has to run. Thanks for hanging out with us on Shouts to US.
Okay.
I'm pushing you through.
All right, yeah. You know, we got to work on the, maybe a logo, some branding.
Yo.
Do the whole thing, but
let's get a logo, you feel me?
Anyway, I don't even know what that means.
I don't think anyone does.
So a couple
it's provocative.
A couple other things I had in the agenda. Gonzalo Higuaín, apparently, I don't know if this hasn't been confirmed, but
yeah, he said he was. He said he was retiring at the end of the season.
But it says this is according to his father. Speaking of dads.
Everybody's dead. I ain't got one. He hates his, but everyone else's dad is involved.
So this tweet, we saw this. Some people may have seen this already.
I dare you to call my dad and tell him for me not to wear a shirt. He'd be like, can I sell you this life insurance policy?
So apparently, Gonzalo, it says from Roy Nemer. I guess he reports on the Argentina national team. He said, Gonzalo Higuaín will retire from football at the end of 2022. His father confirmed it in an interview with TNT Sports.
Yeah.
I didn't. All right. This is news to me. I didn't hear about this.
Bruh. Ask the fans of this team now, and they'll tell you he's been retired, bro.
He's not having a great time in Miami. And look,
guy thought he was going to come here and play while smoking cigarettes on the field,
right? And it just reminds me of Fabian Herbers, the Fabian Herbers first game of the season. Fabian Herbert ended this man's career, bro.
Yeah, bro.
I don't know what.
Put him on a slide, dog.
He said, yo, you're done.
Thomas 1964 said, his dad called and he said he's retired. Bro, everybody's dad, yo.
But then the other.
Chicharito's dad needs to call Tata Martino, bro.
But then the other, Higuain, who retired last season, at the end of last season, gets a warm, you know, he retires as a Columbus Crew player, Federico Higuain. They do, this is the TIFO.
Did they put hair on that man?
I think they did put a little bit of hair on that man. yeah, he's not fully bald, right? He has a little bit on the back that grows.
What are y'all doing, crew?
The TIFO. So the TIFO we're looking at right now is that they're raising. Pipa Higuain.
Federico Higuain came into MLS what year?
Oh, I don't know.
I'm going to look this up.
I mean, it has to be before, like, 2010?
2012. All right. Now, what did he look like in 2012? If I don't see hair on this man's head. Oh, he did have hair.
He did have hair.
He was balding, though, and y'all didn't give him a bald spot.
I mean, how much effort do they need to put?
Come on.
How accurate do they need to be?
He did have hair.
He did. Yeah.
But this is as thin as it gets.
No, the
wispy,
you know, perfectly fine TIFO. I support it.
Also, is he wearing white gloves?
Yes, because he's a maestro.
Yeah, maestro.
So it says take a bow, maestro. But no, so look.
So he went to Turkey in this scenario.
Gonzalo
got his hair.
Gonzalo Higuain is following in his big brother's footsteps, and it seems to be he's going to be retiring.
I thought he did retire already. Oh, I mean, yeah, Federico did already.
He did. He did. Okay. So
wow, yeah, my guy did have hair.
So a couple other things before we
not go. A good looking family.
And again, if
it's a real shame.
Anything if there's anything you would want us to cover, please put in the chat. And
1964 Thomas 1964 said photorealistic or bust. I mean, you could have added a little bit of the skin tone paint back there. Is all I'm saying.
I mean, look, it takes a lot of time and effort and a lot of people to paint those teeth.
Voluminous asked a great question. He said, "Do you have a drop for Fabian Herbers? Fuck that guy, man."
Oh, I don't,
bro.
Might as well, yeah.
So you could press a button, let it play, and then repeat it.
And then repeat it. Yeah. But like what?
He hit him in the penis.
He did what?
Blend both of those together, and you've got a real fun time. Fuck that guy and kick him in the penis.
Andrew Johnson said he saw how much Crew fans love his brother on Saturday, and he realized no one loves him that way. Look, yeah, he's not going to have the same, same story, MLS story.
Little bit of a different love affair.
Okay, it's just going to be him fighting with the Philadelphia Union. That's the TIFO.
That's the TIFO. Is him punching a child that has been developed in the Philly region in the face?
So a couple other things. We were talking about what are the undefeated teams left. That's why Alexis and I were talking about this before. So we have the Chicago Fire, LAFC, and this one other team that
was not RSL. They lost, did they not?
It might be RSL.
Yeah, they did lose. RSL lost.
Who is
LA Galaxy?
Philly.
LA Galaxy.
Galaxy have lost.
They have two losses.
No, it's Philly, Chicago, and LAFC that are the undefeated teams.
Did you see this, by the way, speaking of Philly, on Instagram? Somebody started an account called Jim Curtin's Shoes.
Jim Curtin Sneakers. Yeah, Jim Curtin Sneakers. I did see this.
Yeah. I followed him back.
Okay.
Yeah, how great is this? You kind of made it when you're known for something. Like, imagine it was like Alexis Guerrero's swoosh, you know? Or Christian.
Why would be your thing if that somebody would have created an account for you?
I got a lot of funky jackets.
Funky jackets.
I'm a jacket guy.
Alexis Guerrero's funky jackets.
Well, you don't have to add the word funky in there. Just jackets. Remember, I've been watching old episodes of Martin. When he was trying to remember show Martin?
Every episode is an old episode of Martin, to be honest.
You get what I'm saying. they were trying to figure out who's going to be his best man, and he did a pros and cons list for Tommy and Cole. Tommy has, like, good man, trustworthy. He's got, like, 8 and 9. They're like, Cole, he's like, he got a gang of hats. That was the only thing. He got a gang of hats. That's my thing, bro. You're Tommy in this situation.
Sure, I guess
I'm cold. I got a lot of, you know, fashion is kind of my thing. And yeah, you don't pay attention to it.
I'm trying to think of.
But I wouldn't consider myself a sneakerhead because I ain't got the Jim Curtin money. You know what I mean? I can't be out here buying cool grays and, you know, the royal blue ones and stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah, your wife would divorce you.
100%. 100%. I'd show up and they would all be through a spike.
They'd be like, why are you spending my money on yourself?
I'll make my own money sometimes.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yes, so, undefeated. We got Philly, LAFC.
So I want to talk about these teams a little bit because –
Chicago's also undefeated.
Right, yeah. They got a couple draws.
Yeah, a lot of draws.
But the LAFC, I want to talk about them a little bit because Steve Cherundolo, the homie that we spent time with in Germany.
We roasted better than anyone's ever roasted before.
Go check out our interview with Steve Cherundolo in Germany.
Where I think I've developed some pretty interesting defensive tactics.
Right, but look. All I'm saying is
maybe
that
he's using them, bro.
That's what I'm just saying that. Look, there has to be there's a reason for all of his success. It's a fair theory, you know, that maybe we had some sort of influence on how great this is. A first time MLS coach, Steve Cherundolo, USMNT legend, and he seems to have. LAFC, what's their goal differential, bro? They are scoring like crazy. They got they scored 4 or 5 just against Orlando the other day.
Goals for is 13. Goals against 4.
And they're tied with Austin FC for most goals in the league. Crazy. Which also, Austin FC threw away 2 points against San Jose.
Closest to them is Columbus.
But LAFC looks absolutely incredible. They're having fun out there.
Steve Cherundolo, who the fans did not want as the manager.
Right.
Remember, there was that. I think you're singing a different tune now. 32-52, you know. When we were in Germany, he talked about how he saw himself as becoming a manager soon.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, well, you're a defender, so you probably want to play like bunker ball. You know what I mean? Right. You know, a little Mourinho ball. And he's like, no, actually, my style would be a lot more progressive and advancing the ball and high scoring. And I'm like, yeah, I just don't see it, dude. You know, I'm like, it's not your thing.
Right.
Don't do that. And then he did. And it is his thing. I think he's pretty good at it.
Yeah.
And we're seeing in real time that was he the right choice for LAFC?
I mean, it's clearly, yes. I would say this is the problem I think that Bob Bradley suffers from, where he's kind of like that Mourinho type. He's our Mourinho, I would say, as far as like.
Who is?
Bob Bradley. As far as like
no, Bob Bradley plays a 4-3-3.
No, not in tactics. I'm talking about everybody. All right.
I think I just swallowed a fly.
which was also a Seinfeld episode. I don't remember that
was
one.
Was it?
Remember when he was like, I swallowed a fly, and George. Anyway,
no, I don't remember. I'm dying. Go ahead. So keep talking while I die, dude.
But Bob Bradley has the thing. Where you know how Mourinho can only be in at a club for 3 years because like he kind of wears out his welcome. I think
yeah, I can
a,
see that. I see the point you're making.
That's where I think Bob Bradley kind of you know whether it suffers from or not. I don't even know how to exactly describe it, but maybe the you know he ran his course and Steve Cherundolo, who we've hung out with. For long stretches, we spent more time with Steve than Bob Bradley, for sure.
Yeah.
We
spent more time with Steve than Michael Bradley has with Bob Bradley.
And Steve is chill, bro.
He's also like a sweetheart.
Super nice guy.
Likeable.
Uh-huh.
I want to call his dad and just say, hey, man, you did a good job.
You did great, buddy.
You did great. He could wear whatever shirt he wants, dude.
But he's just a chill dude. And you imagine that he's kind of
Diego guy.
Yeah, he's a chill manager.
Bob Bradley's from Jersey, bro.
All right.
It takes a while for you to get used to us.
Okay.
But it's going to take me longer to get used to you.
So I think that maybe
do you think that has something to do with it?
I do. I really do. I think
he's like a North Jersey kind of.
I think now you know the Steve's personality introducing that after Bob is everybody's like, woo.
Well, that's
I can
what you
breathe
do, right?
A little bit.
You go players coach non-players coach. Right, been more right, of a tyrant.
And then at some point, you know, people are going to be like, you know, the inmates are running the asylum when it with Steve, right? You know, maybe that'll happen.
We need to get a guy in here to instill some order.
Right, right.
And then Michael Bradley shows up.
That's the nature of managing in soccer. So, but I think this is probably why you see the moves that were made. I thought were risky, right? Getting rid of Tristan Blackman, getting rid of Raheem Edwards. And Raheem Edwards goes right to Galaxy.
So the assist leader in the league right now.
Does
he play for the Canadian national team?
He hasn't in a long time, or maybe he never has. I don't know.
God, man, they need to look at him again.
Yeah. I think Matt Doyle, was making that case the other day on Twitter.
I've always liked Raheem Edwards. Back when he was playing on Toronto, I was a big fan of him. Him and Toussaint. Remember they came up at the same time?
Toussaint Ricketts, yeah.
Yeah.
So I thought those moves were pretty risky, but it seems to have worked out at LAFC. I mean, they're really, really playing well. So it's worked out. So we're absolutely ecstatic for Steve Cherundolo. And again, go check out our interview. It's right. It's on YouTube. You can listen to the podcast. Just Google Cooligan Steve Cherundolo. You'll find it.
Do you think this is the way he's playing is sustainable?
I don't see why not. They have the players.
My one fear, I'm a big fan of, you know, Sampaoli. I'm a big fan of Bielsa. I'm a big fan of this expansive style of playing soccer. My big fear is you burn yourself out, you know? Mm-hmm. There's 32 teams in MLS. How many are we at now?
We're not at 30 yet. I think we're at 28.
14 and 14, 28. So we're 28. 28 teams. That's a lot of games.
What do you mean it's a lot of games? The same number of games.
Yes, but I'm saying there's a lot of teams, it's a lot of games, it's a lot of travel.
Right, right.
To play this style when you're traveling, you know, all over the country, a big country, it's very difficult, very tough on the body.
Mm.
I wonder if this style is something, because right now LAFC fans are enjoying themselves, you know.
Sure.
But that, like, we're upset with the team. You know, they kind of haven't been happy in the last, like, two seasons. So I feel like that feeling can come back. I wonder if Cherundolo can keep it going.
Well, they won a supporter shield. Their fans would want an MLS Cup, clearly.
Yeah. Omar, we're going to talk about your we're going to answer your question, but let's just get through this little bit here.
Philadelphia also undefeated, and another they won against. Apologies, I can't remember who they won against. But they're playing great, and which we sort of kind of, you know, expected. They obviously they won a supporter shield two seasons ago.
Right.
But I think that the team I'm very interested in.
Oh, they beat Charlotte 2-0.
Right. The team I'm interested in is Chicago, because Chicago this is the biggest turnaround.
Yeah, but Shaqiri injured.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he got injured.
Oh, seriously? Mm-hmm. Is it a serious injury?
I don't know, to be honest with you. Let's find out.
But the fact that who's the new coach, Ezra Hendrickson?
No, isn't it like Lozano or something like that?
No.
Ezra, I know who you're talking about. Yeah.
So he changing. I mean, they've got a lot of draws. They're not scoring a bunch of goals. But the fact that they were such a poor defensive team the last couple seasons, and for them to have several clean sheets this season so far.
Tightness in left calf.
No, that's not too bad. He'll be all right.
He's not the youngest.
His
left calf is 65% of his body.
Right. His calves are my glutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Damn.
Thick as hell, bro.
3 C's on that bitch.
But they got another 0-0 draw this weekend. But
Hendrickson, yeah.
This is probably the most impressive, as far as like most improved award.
Defensively, for sure.
You got to give them a lot of credit, and you see the morale around the fire. You see they have a great social media team and video team, and they put out just really great stuff. So you see the stuff in the locker room, and it looks like Shaqiri is already a leader in that team. So this is
he reminds me of Rooney in the sense that, you know, it seems like he galvanizes the team when he's there.
Yeah. They're going to – so Chicago's probably the team I think is going to be a real, real problem this season. And if they continue their form, you know, they obviously need to score a couple more goals. But they should make the playoffs for the first time in, like, I think, like 6-7 years. They haven't been there in a long time.
Been a minute.
Have they been in the playoffs since we started our show?
Oh my God, that's a great question.
I'm trying to think if they have.
Do we have any Chicago Fire fans in the chat that can help us with that?
When was the last time the Fire made the playoffs?
Christian, why are rice cakes so expensive? Trish Murphy wants to know. Yes, the right one.
Why are rice cakes so because of Ukraine and the war? It's affecting the global economy and food. They provide a lot of Ukraine and Russia provide something like 30% of the world's wheat. Stuff like that.
Sure, but rice?
I don't know, but I'm just saying. I'm assuming there is there's a daisy chain affecting.
Probably because it's trash, and the less amount of people want to eat it, so you have to increase the price.
Yeah, I don't eat rice anymore. Really, not too many carbs,
bro.
And it's
too many. Helene is winning the war.
This
Dominican Brooklyn raised.
I rarely eat it. When my mom makes it.
Dude, you're going to be just like my grandfather, dude.
Healthy?
No.
Live long?
He wasn't. He did live long. Thank you. No, like, he only went out to eat the same shit he already ate.
But it's not. This is the thing. And I was talking.
You don't even like going out to eat.
That's not true.
When's the last time you went out to eat?
Sunday? Had sushi.
That has rice in it. So. I need you to explain yourself real quick.
Have rice sometimes. I don't have it as much. So I was talking to my mom the other day about this because my mom, she's not the type of person that's like, you're not gonna eat my food and you're shaming our culture. She's not that kind of person. My mom makes all the food that you would normally have, but my mom eats literally a child size portion of everything. So she'll eat just such a limited amount of it, which is how she my mom is very small and pretty thin, and that's how she does it. So it's not about what you eat or don't eat. She's not really that judgmental. It's just in moderation.
I don't care about your mom's weight. I'm not asking you about your mom's weight. I'm asking you about, you're one of these people that just, you don't really enjoy going out to eat.
But what are you talking about?
So now you only eat at home, essentially. You eat healthy food. Every time we used to do the stream and you were home, this kid gets handed something more disgusting than the last. It's a green juice with a metal straw in it, as if you're saving any seals. Then you get handed a bagel with vegetables on top of it. You've got no joy in your life food-wise. And then the food now that you were born and raised on, the one, you're holding on to one thing. Now you don't even eat that? That's been beaten out of you?
Ludi said, not even brown rice. Again, I'll have it from time to time, but rice is so bad for you when you have it all the time.
Yo, how many fat Japanese have you seen in your life?
It's not even about fat. The older you get, it causes a lot of carbs. It causes diabetes. We all know this. My family has.
What do you mean we all know this, bro? I'm right here. What you talking about? I've had rice sandwiches before.
I have I literally come from a long line of heart attacks, and I'm trying to be responsible and healthy. That's all.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but to sit here and slate rice.
Nobody's slating rice. It is what it is.
We need a FAVAR, a food video assistant referee.
We need to blame Trish for bringing up rice cakes.
Bro, you know what, Trish? Don't listen to Christian.
Okay, all I'm saying is, you know why they're expensive? Because you shouldn't buy them. That's why they're expensive.
Wow.
The
Nick Red said, oh, for God's sake. Dude, he just wants to remove all joy from his life. And now he's letting that impede the show, which I will not let happen. I will have you know this.
Okay.
Amelia Lopez says, here for the rice talk. Yo, you hear what this Dominican dude is saying about arroz? Wow.
Anyway. Okay. Lou D said, not even brown rice. No.
Lou D
again,
also
limited. Don't have too much of it.
Read Lou D's other comment.
Lou D said, Christian, engreído.
Okay? Right?
Just in moderation, guys. Rice is not.
You know what the moderation is? Every other meal, my G. Two scoops.
Not the healthiest thing for you. Okay.
Bro.
All right.
Gamer Sev said, why am I being ignored? You're not being ignored.
Oh,
he said 2009. Was the last time they were in the playoffs.
All right. So, yeah.
Whoa.
Okay.
No.
Thank you, GamerSav.
That can't be real.
I think so.
Oh, and GamerSav biggest hater in the game right now, GamerSav. Remember that?
If we were doing a watch-along for the CCL match. We are not doing a watch-along.
Okay. I was going to say we might, but
we
won't.
We might not. I don't know. Alexis usually never wants to do it, but maybe
what do you mean I never want to do it? I just said we will. Bro, I'm ordering rice to your house. I'm ordering fried rice to your crib. Wow. I'm going to see if you'll eat it.
Wow.
I might even make it vegetable fried rice.
You're
going
to waste your money, dude. Okay. There's a couple other things I wanted
Andrew to... Andrew Johnson just said, are you lifting heavy weights, Christian? Build your bone density.
I have been lifting weights, trying to get fit for the wedding.
Those 5-pound dumbbells.
Can you lift it, bro? Do you lift 5 pounds?
Have you seen what I put on my fork, my G? Let's not start.
Oh, yeah, this was...
Speaking of forks, by the way, I saw a forklift driving 50 miles down the road, 50 miles per hour down the street. How is that possible? I feel like every other city, every other state has forklifts going super slow on the street whenever they have to be on the street. Bro, New York, my guy was whipping. How is that possible?
I don't know. I mean, look.
These old beefed up ass hilos.
Forklift technology is pretty incredible nowadays.
Bro.
Okay, so a couple of things before we wrap up. I just wanted to point out this photo. Two legends in the game. This was before the NYCFC game in Toronto.
I love this man so much.
Ronaldinho and Dwayne De Rosario are at BMO Field. Pretty incredible to see these two men together. I mean, they are...
I couldn't convince you that these two don't have a reggae album. I just couldn't. I couldn't do it.
So incredible. Yeah, they trade kits, a Brazil kit and a Canada kit. I see this and I'm like, yo, what's Ronaldinho doing in Toronto? What's he there for?
I think we know what he's doing in Toronto.
I'm just curious. I hope he enjoyed himself though. I saw a bunch of a lot of the Toronto FC players taking photos with him as well. But no, always cool when a legend, comes out to an MLS game. You know,
maybe. Pretty dope.
The other thing I wanted to point out is Georgi Mihailović. Did you see? There was a video. I don't have the video in front of me, but this was the. The goal against Cincinnati, and he got a brace against Cincinnati. He was incredible in this game, and I don't know if it was simply because it was Cincinnati or because it was Georgi Mihailović just absolutely bossing it up. Because after this game, people are bringing him up in USMNT conversation again.
As he should be. He is a creative midfielder.
Yes.
I mean, I don't think we can have enough of those. I'm not saying he starts... I don't think he gets a start over Christian Pulisic. I don't think he gets a start over Weston McKennie. I don't think he gets a start over Yunus Musah. But we should have a guy of this ilk, at least for training purposes.
Sure. Just somebody mark him, you know?
Yeah.
But there was somebody made a compilation video of all his touches in this game. And...
was it set to terrible music?
It always is. You know how it is.
I mean, you can't make that.
I can't take it seriously. Yeah,
just,
no
just
terrible
put
music,
Pop Smoke or something on there, dude. What are we doing?
But this season, and ever since he left Chicago and went to Montreal, Georgi Mihailović is – this is – especially after watching that game against Cincinnati, he's playing – this is who he looks like to me. He looks like he's playing like Phil Foden. As far as the craftiness, the cleverness of every touch, his passes,
his elusiveness.
Yeah, dude.
Immediately, the first thing I thought of when you said Phil Foden, it's that aggressive elusiveness. It's like he comes at you, but he makes you think he's going a different way than he actually goes.
Right. He's just playing on a different level. And I don't know what's happened since
he's only 23 years old.
Yeah, very young. I don't know what's happened since he got to Montreal, but something has been unlocked.
The cold weather.
In this man. Because he is...
the good food. Not that you'd care. Oh, no, you know what I heard they have there? I heard they have rice.
Easy on the rice, Georgie. Okay?
You'll run it off, my G.
So, but no, he is playing pretty incredibly. He should be in the U.S. men's national team conversation. It's with the amount of... he's not taking anybody's starting spot, like you said, to me. But the Yunus Musah spot is like where probably he would play. But he's
definitely not.
He could be.
He can come off the left
because the backup of Yunus Musah, who is that currently? You know, it would be not Kellen Acosta. It would be Legette.
Yeah, it's more Legette.
Christian Roldan.
I'd rather him than Christian Roldan.
I'm just saying, yeah. As far as, you know, having a – if to have Georgie as a sub seems, especially in the form that he's in right now, if the chemistry is right with the rest of the team, I think it would be a good fit. So he's playing great. I just want to give him some props.
Okay, so then this brings us to Omar's question, which is, what do you do in Nations League? You go with the U-20s?
Nah, you need a couple –
U-23, hey, remember the U-23s? I don't know if they still do it this way. U-23 was like, all right, it's everyone under 23 except for two players. Two players could be from the senior team.
Darren Booty, which, what a great name, Darren
great,
Booty.
Great said, name. I think it's Darren Bent, but he's like, yo, I'm going to switch it up.
Said the fusion top is dope.
Got the hookup.
Dela Torre is the backup, probably. Okay, I can see that too.
I like Dela Torre because he's a shooter.
Right.
You got to have a goon in there. Mm-hmm. My guy's a goon. Luca, Brazzi, Dela Torre.
Having them both, Georgie and Luca, in the lineup feels like a.
Also, that's a mean too. If they're both in the game, that's mean.
You know, you can mix it up depending on the team you play, but I don't know. So look.
But okay, would the Nations League be the right place if a guy like Georgi Mihailovic gets a call up to the. Let's say we go with a not so senior squad. I'm not willing to say U-20. I feel like that's the wrong move for the Nations League. I think the Nations League we need to look at as a less intense prep for the World Cup. Okay.
Well, this is the Nation League is a replacement for meaningless friendlies. So.
Right, but it should be a less intense than a Gold Cup, but more intense than your typical friendly, right? So I think U-20 is too. I'm not seeing enough from U-20s to say those guys should be getting in the senior squad.
Right.
But to have a mix of that January camp style, the guys who should be playing in the World Cup if they rise to a level good enough to do so.
Yeah.
And a guy like Georgi Mihailovic is probably the right guy to be in that squad.
I agree. I also think the...
But also, if he plays really well, do you put him... Is that enough? Is Nations League enough to say, this guy bosses it in MLS and bosses it in Nations League? He deserves to be in the World Cup squad. Is that enough?
It would depend on how the players in front of him are playing. That's, you know, because the who's on the bubble to not make the World Cup roster? Yeah, a player like Sebastian Lletget, Roldan. If they stumble a little bit in their seasons, I could see someone taking their spot. So that my main thing though from Nations League that I want to see is sorting out who the striker situation. Play with two up top, do something. Try to find who is going to be the striker. Ricardo Pepi hasn't scored since like October.
Right.
Are you going to call? I think David Dike got injured, if I'm not mistaken. I mean, he might be out for the rest of the season.
Oh, Jesus.
At West Brom. The, you know, Jordan Pefok. Who is it? Who is it going to be? Like, give a couple strikers opportunities so we can find who is going, who we
want. How about
Balogun? At the World Cup.
Balogun is.
I mean, he hasn't.
Rumor is that he wants to sign for the U.S.
He hasn't even fill out the paperwork, and then we'll talk, bro. I don't know.
Bro, I need a C sign for you, my guy.
Okay.
I hear the loser of England versus USA game in the World Cup gets to keep James Corden. Darren Booty. Andrew Johnson said, I would field two USMNT squads in June. One like Mexico is already allegedly doing. MLS plus U-23 plus U-20 plus U-17, 75-man squad to build out the CONCACAF Nations League squad. One European that plays some hot-weather teams.
Squad. Okay.
So like a European squad made up of all the European guys.
Yeah,
that plays all the hot weather teams, so the easier games.
And just creating a FIFA Ultimate Team to field.
I like it, though. You know what it is? It's like almost like it's so well thought out that it's maniacal, and that's, you know, me. That's right where I go.
Voluminous of Balogun or Christian Ramirez.
Hey, he's been scoring
from
for
Aberdeen. Yeah, that'd be interesting. I don't see it happening, but it would be an incredible story.
I would love for Greg Berhalter to say, like, all right, here's the U-23 squad. I'm going to look at two things. I'm going to look at your individual performance, but I'm going to look at your ability to make the players around you better. If two or three of you guys that do that will make it into the World Cup squad.
Yeah, that's fair. I think,
but I'd love for him to say that so that we know, or at least to the players, not to us.
Yeah, I mean, look.
You know, look, call Merritt Paulson, who will call us, who will call Sebi, who will call us. I would love for him to say, like, all right, here it is. You guys are on the cusp of a World Cup opportunity. You want to be there? This is how you make it.
Fair. I would love to see James.
Trish Murphy said, bring 10 strikers.
I would love to see James Sands play a fair amount of minutes in Nations League. And also, to be honest, I want to see Matt Turner come back. And, mm-hmm. and he you know, he needs the time because he obviously was dealing with that injury. Did you see he did respond?
Yes.
And he had a really like.
He said it wasn't the game. Right. I had a tendonitis. It was aggravated.
It wasn't the Minnesota game where it was freezing. So he didn't have frostbite. Now you know he's an Arsenal player because he had to be like, I got to shut this down because Arsenal fans are too loud in my mentions.
Yeah.
I got to shut him up.
Welcome. Welcome to the Thunderdome, my friend. It is freezing in this room.
Your fusion jacket ain't helping?
It ain't fusing nothing, bro.
Okay, so
I figured a swoosh jacket.
Is
my collar unzipped? Is that what it is?
We've been going on pretty long. Let's wrap up soon. Let's take a quick look at the NWSL Challenge Cup standings. Gotham FC just drew. I was watching that game against North Carolina Courage,
yeah.
But it's looking like the North Carolina, you know, do what they always do. Unless Washington Spirit can get, I think they play. I don't know if they play them next or there's another game against them. But that's probably. It's looking like the Courage or the Spirit will probably end up in that Challenge Cup playoff.
Orlando Pride in last place. That's what happens when you give up every best players.
It's a rebuild, bro. Mm. They're figuring a lot of things out. The Rain have looked great.
Angel City, surprisingly, have not.
I don't think it's that surprising.
I mean, you figure with all the hubbub.
That hubbub doesn't always lead to points
but,
and results. But it's also, you know, the Challenge Cup, it's preseason.
It's not a preseason.
But it's not preseason. Unless when you're winning, it's not a preseason. It's an important tournament that we need to respect.
Ask Courage. And they're like, no, what are you talking about? This is what we've been playing for. But yeah, I agree with you. You could use this as a warm up. Them and San Diego Wave could use this as a warm up.
But I do love, and I wanted to point this out because the Wave, San Diego Wave and Angel City did play each other. And shouts to, I forgot. I feel terrible for forgetting her name, but this that we met in at the Everton women's game. She was the
photographer.
She was the woman who got in trouble.
Yes.
In England for going to the Euro match.
And
she skipped work or whatever. I hate that I forgot your name. Apologies, but we had seen the. I'll bring it up in a moment. The poster for this game for San Diego Wave against Angel City. So they came up with a derby name,
right,
for it, and I didn't. This is incredible. This made me so happy.
Absolutely incredible.
But look at this name for this derby. This is from Rebellion 99. And at NWSL_LA, which is a support.
Bro, tag group. Us in this, bro.
This is the San Diego. This is the Angel City supporters. And it says the Chan Clásico, Angel City versus San Diego. This is so clever that I can't believe no one's ever come. I've never heard this before.
I can't believe we've never come up with it. We didn't come up with this.
This is the best.
Is better than El Tráfico.
100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Chan Clásico. I feel like the losers need to get chancletazos.
There has to be a trophy that is a gold chancleta.
That gets thrown at you.
But no, so dope. So shout to them for making this. It's so cool. But yes, San Diego won this game. I believe they won.
It was 4-3, wasn't it?
4-2, maybe? Kristen Press scored. Alex Morgan scored. This game was on big CBS. I think it was like under 500,000 viewers for this game. So
4-2, you're right. San Diego Wave.
Yeah. So it was Angel City. My favorite player so far has to be the – I think she's the right back. I forgot her name, but she's like she reminds me of like as far, like the creativity of like Serginho Dest. Like she's just constantly attacking. But they
what team?
Angel City.
Angel City. Okay.
The right back. I forgot her name. Apologies for not remembering. I have a terrible memory for a lot of this stuff. But the
where are we?
But I did watch the game, and the fans are. I'm excited for when the regular season begins.
You're talking about Riley.
That
might be a left back, Spencer.
No, Spencer. She's I guess she's a winger. Yeah, mm-hmm. She's great. Incredible. So the I'm excited for the regular season to start, and so we can see these games and see the games at Bank of California Stadium for Angel City.
They got a good team.
I mean, it's
Recaro, Kristen Press, Weatherholt's playing well.
They gotta
gotta put it together
with any new expansion team. San Diego's gonna go through the same exact thing, but I think San Diego is in a little bit of a better spot as far as just like as far as you know the more stable expansion team.
Less buzz for some of their off-field decision making.
Like what?
Like it really, all we've talked about is the badge. We haven't really talked about anything else. Angel City's had parties, they've had events, they've had kit reveals.
Oh, sure.
They have the Matthew Wolf kit. The away kit is incredible.
Oh yeah, that was
insane.
Tony Yeo asked the question: can you get Clay Travis?
I'm sorry, who?
Tony Yeo.
Oh, really? Tony Yeo
said, "Can you get Clay Travis on the show?"
Wait, isn't he that?
He's like the Fox News guy. Ugh. Oh well, he's like, yeah, he was on, the show with Rachel, our friend Rachel
Bonetta.
Yeah, remember that betting show? And they always used to fight because he was like, he's like a super conservative, kind of annoying.
The answer is no.
Yeah, I mean, what are we gonna say to him? We're just gonna make fun of him?
Yeah, I'm gonna roast your ass the whole time, bro.
It's not gonna be
with your stupid deep voice.
It won't be that entertaining. Okay. We should wrap up.
Call Lloyd Banks.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. We seriously appreciate it. Hit the subscribe button here on YouTube.
Carlos Ramirez said, "Chanclazo to the face as a tiebreaker." Damn. I mean, how do you have a winner? What, you don't cry?
Hit the subscribe button here on YouTube. Hit the like button on YouTube as well. We have videos on here every single day. So please watch them, comment on them, and you know, share them around with your friends if you found it entertaining. The podcast is available every Tuesday and Wednesday. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts, 5 stars on Spotify, and we will be...
Leave a review about how dope this top is.
Let them know, okay? We could use the compliments.
It's got pockets, bro. It's crazy.
Swooshy pockets. So, always, we appreciate it. Thank you to The Stand for hosting us today.
Look at this beautiful place.
Dope comedy club, great food. Again, if you're ever in New York and want to check out a show or just
also,
get some food.
Also, low-key, incredible. Not low-key because their bar is really beautiful.
High-key.
Yeah, high-key. Yo, the highest key you could find. My guy, they got some of the best whiskey. Their whiskey and bourbon selection here is out of this world. I know you're not a huge dark smoke.
I put rice in my whiskey.
You don't enjoy fun, bro. I'm saying.
I mean, it's a very strong drink.
What do you enjoy? What is your give me one of your vices.
I love sour candy. That's my vice.
That's it?
That's my biggest vice.
You're such a hood kid.
And gummy worms,
you
bro.
Eat four things and gummy worms, bro. you were born in the trap, man.
All right. So, shout out to everybody. Thank you again. Follow us on all social media platforms, please, at Soccer Cooligans. Hit us up on TikTok. We're growing over there. And on Instagram and Twitter, as always, you could always hit us.
Focus on this platform right here. Hit the subscribe button to our YouTube.
Yeah.
That helps us out. Thank you once again to every – do we have any new patrons that we didn't shout out yesterday?
Oh, I don't think so. Oh, wait. You know what? There was one. Yes. Martin. Board Martin. Remember Board Martin?
Of course.
Board Martin, thank you so much for
thank you.
Joining us on Patreon.
For being not so bored.
We seriously appreciate it. So we'll be back again. Maybe we'll do this watch along for CCL. Who knows? I don't know. But
yo, Tony, yo, if you want us to invite Clay, start by subscribing to this channel and we'll think about it. How's that sound?
So, yeah, but we're here Mondays and Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern time, live doing our podcast with everyone here in the chat. Mondays, we talk European football, and Tuesday we talk American soccer. You know the deal.
You know the vibes.
Okay, we will see you next week.
Homage.
My man Homage out here.
Homage.
Let's get it right.
All right, everybody. We'll see you next week. Peace.